This is Dial the Saint, introducing Saint Raymond of Peñafort. Raymond was born in Spain in the year 1175 into a family whose relatives were counted among the nobles and kings of Aragon. Some years earlier, Spain had been invaded and conquered by a group of people we call Moors. It is thought they had originated in parts of Algeria and then associated with the Romans. With the decline of the Roman Empire, they were absorbed by others who embraced the Islamic religion. Later, these Islamic Moors conquered Spain, but their attempt to spread into France was halted by Charles Martel, and they remained in Spain until they were defeated in 1492 by King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella. During the time of the Moors' dominance in Spain, many Christians converted to Islam, and others of those remaining in the lands were reduced to slavery. Raymond was given the advantage of a good education and became so well-read that he was chosen at the age of 20 to teach philosophy at the University of Barcelona. But for Raymond, teaching was not a means to gain wealth or reputation as others felt, but rather the opportunity to explain the truth, and this he did free of charge to the delight of his many students. He continued his own studies and earned a doctorate degree in civil law and church law, and then went on to teach with much success at the University of Bologna. After a few years, he applied for entrance and was accepted into the Dominican Order shortly after the death of St. Dominic, its founder, in 1221. During the course of his spiritual journey to perfect himself, he once asked his superiors that he be given a penance because he felt he sometimes lacked enthusiasm in his teaching. He was surprised when they told him that, rather than fasting or prayers, they wanted him to write a practical guide for spiritual advisors to use when they counsel others. This excellent work was the first work of its kind. Soon his talents were recognized by the bishop, who appointed him archdeacon. He took his new duty seriously and spent much of his time in preaching, hearing confessions, and teaching. He had one particular goal, to minister to the poor, and especially to those who had given up their Christian faith when they had become slaves of the non-Christian invaders. He told them that in order to convert their owners, they first had to overcome their own spiritual weaknesses, temptations, and failings. Many of those who believed Raymond's teachings changed their behavior. He alone caused great changes for the good wherever he went. When Raymond was 55, he was called to Rome by Pope Gregory IX, who asked him to be his personal spiritual confessor and advisor. He was also assigned the task to collect, sort through, and place in order the many papal and church council statements and decrees which had been made over the past 80 years. His work was so complete, for the next 600 years, his source material was considered the best arranged part of the church's canon law. The Pope named Raymond as archbishop, and he was voted by his religious order to become its master general. In both cases, he considered himself unworthy of the office and was able to be excused from both these positions. Raymond played a great part in converting many Moors in Spain to Christianity and encouraged Thomas Aquinas, later to be named a saint, to write his well-known work called Against the Gentiles. Legend tells of an incident which was said to have occurred while Raymond was traveling with King James. The king had promised to be faithful to his wife, but when he was not, Raymond requested his permission to leave and return to his own monastery. The king refused and threatened death to anyone who would offer to help Raymond. At this, Raymond replied, "An earthly king withholds the means of flight, but the king of heaven will supply them." With that said, he went to the seashore, placed his cloak on the water, tied one corner to his staff to create a sail, and after making the sign of the cross, was carried away to his monastery in Barcelona, a distance of 60 leagues or 180 miles in only 6 hours, to the amazement of the onlookers. Raymond died at the age of 100. He was loved by all and honored at his funeral by the presence of the King of Castile and James of Aragon. God gives each of us unique talents to use for His greater glory and honor. It is expected that we use these talents well, and since we are His children and friends, He will hear and grant our prayer requests, when they are for our spiritual good and that of others. Thank you for calling Dial a Saint.